Welcome to the VK7 Amateur Radio News, and this was first broadcast on Sunday the 24th of September 2023. At the mic of VK7 Whiskey India this week is Idris, VK7ZIR. On Sunday, this broadcast goes out on repeaters all over VK7 and on digital radio, DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91C by VK7ZCR. We go out on medium and high frequency, courtesy of the following rebroadcast stations. On 1.862 MHz by Graham, VK7GS. On 3.67 MHz by Dale, VK7DG. On 7.14 MHz by Peter, VK7TPE. On 14.13 MHz by Ross, VK7ALH. And on 28.525 MHz by Gary, VK7JGD. We also go out on UHF CB Channel 24, thanks to Mark, VK7FMAC, in the Hobart area. You can hear this broadcast again on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in Northern VK7 and VK7RHT in Southern VK7. MCOM News. How quickly things can change. This last week's weather has demonstrated how unexpectedly it can change, how much it can change, and what can happen as a result. Coles Bay got cut off from the outside world. Families were split, visitors were trapped. The electricity supply was cut, but luckily the phone system stayed up. The interruption lasted just 24 hours. If it had been longer, things may have been much worse, given that the forecast is for a torrid fire season, plus the fact that fires can and do occur anywhere, such a need for radio comms can be anywhere that communities exist. If you had been in Coles Bay at the time, would you, as an amateur, have been able to help by providing a radio link to the rest of the world? Do you have a mobile rig? You may have switched vehicles recently, or have been told that you cannot install a fixed mobile rig, but how about having a case holding a mobile rig, plus a magnetic base, an antenna and cabling stashed in the boot for ready deployment? You might need a paper serviette to protect the paintwork, plus a notepad and pen for messages. At a time of need, front up to an activated safety place, establish a radio link to another amateur not directly affected, and advise those in charge that you have a radio link to outside of the danger area. You might end up working simplex or via a repeater, but once the situation is known about, others will try to help. Power lines and smoke don't mix, phones need power, but families need to make contact. Amateurs can fill the gap. And that's 73 from Rod, VK7TRF. QSL News. Report from Herman, VK7HW, manager of the WIA VK7 Inwards QSL Bureau. The current list of cards held as at 22nd of September is in the email version of the broadcast. Herman would like to remind those who are sending cards to stations based in Tasmania that they should mail them to Herman, based in South Arm, that's QTHR, instead of the VK Outwards Bureau. If I am holding cards for you and you would like them mailed to you rather than being delivered on an opportunity basis, please send me some stamps. Herman has also found it handy when ops put the operator's name in the station worked on the card. Try it yourself, it might help an Inwards QSL manager somewhere else, hi. If you have any questions re-QSL cards, please contact Herman by email, vk7bureau@wia.org.au. Thank you to those amateurs who have been in contact with Herman about their QSL cards listing. That's 73 from Herman, VK7HW, the WIA manager, VK7 Inwards QSL Bureau. Statewide news. Thursday night SSTV nets. Another great net night that saw the following participants: VK7s, EKA, ZAB, OO, PD, EV, TW, ZSB, and ZGK, all sharing 40 photos. There were a few doubling ups, so different photos north and south. The various subjects were outer space, a series of local observatory photos of the night sky, green space, the Calix building in the heart of the Botanic Gardens in Sydney. This houses one of the largest walls of plants in the Southern Hemisphere. The Mystery of Other Worlds Revealed. A couple of the many Tasmanian Remembrance Day contest certificates. A West Australian holiday at Kalbarri National Park with two cantilevered skywalks overlooking the Murchison River Gorge. If you are interested, there were more on last week's net. The continuing detailed series on repeater sites, and this week featuring VK7s, RMM, RNW, RMD and Mount Claude. Dangerous looking tower work at the spectacularly located Cape Grim Air Pollution Station, which has been monitoring the atmosphere since 1976. Telegraph Pole Appreciation Day. Floodwater in the CBD section of the Hobart Rivulet. An optical illusion drawing. Is it a couple sitting on the floor, one with a guitar, or a decorative vase, or an elderly man and woman facing each other? Remember, Ken, VK7KRJs, and Steve, VK700s, fully automatic 24/7 monitoring site that allows anyone who has sent an SSTV picture the ability to check them on their pages almost immediately, any time, both southern and northern Tasmania. Also, if you miss the net, there are archives of all SSTV nights. These photos can be seen on Ken's 2-meter SSTV website as an infinitely scrolling web page, or on NTARC's website under blogs and arranged as weekly nets. And that's 73 from Andre, VK7ZAB. News from the Northwest. Northwest Tasmania Amateur Radio Club meeting. The next club meeting will be commencing at 1:30 p.m. on Saturday the 7th of October 2023 at our usual venue, the Scout Hall, 73 Alexandra Road, Ulverston. Afternoon tea will also be held. Members are encouraged to bring items for show and tell, and the club rooms are open till 6 p.m. for members to socialise. A small plate of afternoon tea would be appreciated. We have single packaged tea, coffee and sugar, and disposable cups for members and guests. Visitors are also welcome to attend. If you have any cold or flu symptoms or are unwell or have been in contact with a confirmed COVID case, then please do not attend the meeting. 73 from Eric, VK7EV, the news officer. JOTA call out to Northwest Amateurs. Hi Northwest Amateurs. JOTA this year runs from Friday the 20th to Sunday the 22nd of October 2023. In the northwest, we would like to activate Patton Park behind Ulverston between 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. on the Saturday only at the well-set-up scout camp near North Motton. The site has a large hut complex with a kitchen and toilets. We will be utilising two rooms for HF and VHF DMR. A VHF amateur station communicating on VK7RMD 2 metres, a UHF amateur station communicating on VK7RMD 70 centimetres. Two shortwave amateur stations, one station operating on 80 and 40 metres and the other on 20 metres. A DMR radio if an operator is available. Fox hunts will be run by scout leaders. We are looking for at least six amateurs to help on site on the Sunday. In Burnie on Saturday, we usually have at least four operators at the Burnie Scout Hall on HF, VHF and UHF, and we normally supply radios, antennas, dual headphone boxes so operators and scouts can listen to the radio through headphones. If you wish to bring your own radio, that would be great. The amateur radio operator controls the radio, monitors the conversation and assists the scout to make the contacts, and fills out the JOTA log sheets and prompts scout with a JOTA talk sheet if they stumble on questions to ask. The whole idea of the day is the amateur operators facilitate with radios and their knowledge to assist scouts, joeys or guides to speak to other scouts etc. around Tassie, Australia and hopefully the world. If you are available or interested, could you please advise me, Eric, VK7EV, ASAP, at Eric, VDNEUT1, at bigpond.com, so we know who wants to be involved and how much we can do. We need to advise scouts that JOTA Patton Park is going ahead. And that's regards from Eric, VK7EV, the JOTA Coordinator Northwest. News from the North. SOTA, WWFF Parks Group. The Summits on the Air Worldwide Flora and Fauna Parks Group meets twice weekly, Mondays and Fridays at 10:30 a.m. until 12 o'clock at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. For more information, contact Al on 0417 354 410. That's number again, 0417 354 410. And that's 73 from Al, VK7, Alpha Nancy. Northern Tasmania Amateur Radio Club Incorporated, known as NTARC. Some of the NTARC committee were invited by Jim Gordon, VK3ZKK, to attend the annual general meeting of the Radio Amateurs Old Timers Club, or as it is more commonly known, RAOTC. The event was held last Thursday via a nationwide Zoom hookup. The meeting was as efficient as the NTARC ones and was concluded in about half an hour. However, the hookup continued for a considerable time after, and it was obvious that a lot of the participants' friendships went back a long time. It was quite amazing to see the faces belonging to the names and call signs that we have heard on the broadcasts and read in the OTN publication over the past decades. One major change to the committee lineup was that Bill Roper, VK3BR, stepped down as editor of the OTN magazine. If I heard correctly, he has been overseeing the publication for 23 years or so. That is an amazing period of dedication to the club and also to the amateur community. Bill certainly deserved the accolades that he received after the official part of the meeting was over. Looking at the dozens of little participant images in the Zoom meeting, it is mind-blowing to think that even in this relatively small cross-section, there was over 1,000 years of amateur radio experience and experiences. Think of all the stories that could be told. Seriously, though, all amateurs should think about their story. It may seem to have been normal and mundane to you, but most likely be of great interest to others. This is very evident in NTARC Technical Nights and Friday Coffee Morning get-togethers. I would be certain that RAOTC and other publications would be appreciative of any amateur life story contributions. By just being part of the Zoom meeting, it was obvious where the club's description on the website originated from, and I quote, "The RAOTC has been in existence for well over 40 years. Its main objectives are to maintain the interest and original pioneering spirit of amateur radio, also known as ham radio, honour the history and heritage of our hobby, and encourage good fellowship amongst all radio amateurs. Thanks, Jim, for the Zoom invite, and the only suggestion we can think of to improve the AGM is to end it with a monthly, or in this case, yearly joke. Hi, hi. How many have seen the latest issue of Low Key, the journal of the VKQRP Club? Well, if you have, you couldn't help but notice Nick VK7WW's Scent 1 watt 80 metre CW transmitter emblazoned across the cover. The article takes up a substantial 8 pages and covers the construction of the project that Nick designed to celebrate 100 years of amateur radio in Tasmania, June 2023. Yet another well done to Nick. Now continuing the CW theme, Peter VK7KPC finally received his second place certificate for his CW participation in the Harry Angel Memorial 80 metre sprint earlier this year. Once more, one more colourful certificate to adorn the club's certificate display book. I wonder if Peter and any other of Nick's VK7WW's CW students will be participating in the 78th Oceana DX competition next month. Note the CW contest is on the 14th of October and the SSB contest is on the 7th of October. As mentioned last week, Ian, VK7IG, made it back from his mainland trip and to the club in one piece. Roz also went to the mainland starting in Darwin for a return trip on the Garn train. She made it back but not to the club rooms for Friday morning tea. Unfortunately, Roz picked up a bug on the way back and will have to recuperate for a week. We all wish her a quick recovery. You are listening to VK7WI and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. Jota Jotai for 2023, volunteers to assist are needed. The venue is the NTARC Club Rooms, which is the Rochalie Scout Hall, Archer Street, Rochalie. The sessions will be on Saturday the 21st of October from noon to 6 p.m. and Sunday the 22nd of October from 10 a.m. till 3 p.m. Groups are planned to arrive in two-hour blocks, split up and rotate through four activities. At the club rooms, we will need volunteers to assist with the operation of each of the transceivers set up for voice chat by the participants, oversee the assembly of Morse code trainer kits, no soldering required, only a screwdriver, sending and receiving each other's names by Morse code on the practice keys, no, not live to air, plus external to the club rooms, we need local contacts to chat with the participants in case we can't link up with other scout venues. If you are able to assist for any length of time over the 2 days, please let Peter, VK7KPC, or the club secretary know of your availability, or by emailing thesecretary@ntark.net. Let us finish off with something to think about. It's been suggested that NTARC host another club shack clearout auction. This one could be open to all amateurs, not just NTARC members, so have a think. Do you have any items that are no longer needed? Are you trying to claw back some of your space? Do you just want to downsize and consolidate your equipment setup? If there is enough interest, then we will set a date, and if all goes well, we may even be able to obtain the services of our previous master auctioneer, Nick, VK7WW, to oversee the proceedings. As always, equipment pictures and certificates are available on the NTARC website under blogs for this broadcast. Now back to the housekeeping. Upcoming events. The Test Net and TechNet session. Wednesday the 27th of September. Test Net CW course on 3.58 MHz from 7 p.m. till 7:30 p.m. and a TechNet on 3.567 MHz from 7:30 p.m. till about 8:30 p.m. Your host for the evening will be Nick VK7WW. Coffee Morning. Held every Friday in the NTARC club rooms. Time is from 10 a.m. till noon, and we look forward to seeing you all there. Why not pop in and join us for a cuppa? There is endless tea and coffee, along with biscuits available for a donation. The Club Technical Night. The next session will be on Wednesday the 4th of October, and will commence at the winter time of 6:30 p.m. through to about 10 p.m. at the club room, Archer Street, Rochalie. And Club General Meeting will be on Wednesday the 11th of October, held at the NTARC Club Room, Rochalie Scout Hall, Archer Street, Rochalie. Meeting commences at 7:30 p.m. And finally, a reminder to all members that if you have any items of news you would like added to our weekly roundup, no matter how trivial, then please email them to the secretary at the following address, news@ntark.net. All items to be received no later than 5 p.m. on the Friday prior to the broadcast. And that's all, folks. 73 from Stefan, VK7ZSB, Secretary of NTARC Inc. News from the South. The Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania, REAST. Interstate and OS memberships now available. We are pleased to announce a new membership tier available to all outside of VK7. If you live outside the state of Tasmania and would like to join as a REAST member, this is now available to you at a discounted rate of $20 per year. For a full list of benefits you received as a member or to join, check out the REAST membership portal found in the link found in the email version of this broadcast. And that's 73 from the REAST committee. October Presentation Night, Microwave Satellite Reception with Mike, VK7DMH. Hot on the heels of Tony, VK7XTC's Fantastic Weather Satellite Reception presentation in June 2023, we have Mike, VK7DMH, who has agreed to give a presentation on his very impressive home-brewed microwave satellite reception equipment. A huge thank you to Mike, who I understand has been getting some very impressive results. See you there in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms on the 4th of October 2023 from 7:30 p.m. and we will be streaming and going out on RF for the presentation. That's 73 from the REAST Committee. You are listening to VK7WI and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. DATV Experimenters Night. Last Wednesday night was an eclectic night of information from the DATV studio. Thanks to Sean, this was our first night streaming on HD, and for the first time you can find both an HD and SD stream from the YouTube recording of the night. We outlined the new opportunity for non-Tasmania-based people to become members of REEST for a reduced rate given they are not able to attend the clubrooms. This was particularly relevant given we have a few regular DATV night stream watchers from ZL and the US. We did an Alara meet promo and then went into our main presentation for the night, namely a Remembrance Day contest post results release analysis. We highlighted that the elephant in the room is that there are around 1,005 participants, however, only 237 logs submitted, including two paper logs. A total of 30,437 QSOs filled the logs submitted. We went through the error log that is included in the contest report and the errors covered included timing being wrong, received number error, course sign error where it was wrong or didn't actually exist, invalid mode or no matching contact, etc. Again, thanks to all who participated and submitted a log and contributed to VK7 taking out the contest for the seventh time. We then did a quick time travel back to 1952 with a show and tell of the 1952 magazine, The Mystery of Other Worlds Revealed. Justin VK7TW highlighted some sections, including radio astronomy and a picture of Groat Reba that has linkages to Tasmania in the 1950s. Justin then showed a circa 1960s and 70s Burroughs mainframe CPU control panel. We finish with a hint of what is in the latest Dubus magazine. Next Wednesday night, we have a reprise of the Caribou Light 6 GHz SDR, along with some other interesting items in the latest RAOTC, AR, Low-Key and Dubus magazines. We stream the nights on the REEST YouTube channel. We also go out on RF, DVB-T 7 MHz standard definition on 445.5 MHz. So if you have a TV, set-top box or USB DTV dongle that you can tune and scan 445.5 MHz and you can see the Queen's Domain, then you have a good chance of receiving the DATV Experimenters Night Signal. Look out for VK7 OTC. 73 from Justin, VK7 Tangled Whiskers. Training and Assessments. The next REEST Foundation License Training and All License Assessment Day is Saturday, November the 18th from 9 a.m. If you're thinking of coming along, then please let Reg Emmett, VK7KK, the REEST Learning Organiser, know ASAP by phoning 0417 391 607. That number again, 0417 391 607, or via the REEST website contact form. Check out the REEST Foundation License Training videos that can be found on the REEST YouTube Training and Assessment playlist. And check out the REEST Facebook page events for further details. And that comes 73 from Reg, VK7KK. Regular VK7 gatherings and events over the coming months. Regular gatherings. Sewing Circle Net, daily on 3.640 MHz, commence at 6 p.m. AEST. Statewide SSTV Net, held every Thursday night via the North-South link on VK7RAF and VK7RJG from 7.30 p.m. In the North and Northwest, VK7RJG on 3438.55 with a 7 MHz negative offset, and in the South, VK7RAF on 146.650 MHz with a 600 kHz negative offset. CTCSS tone will be 141.3 Hz to link RAF north-south. Statewide, microwave QSO party following the Sunday broadcast callback on 1296.15 MHz FM. One group in the Greater Hobart area and another in the Greater Launceston areas. Then north-south digital contacts on 1296.2 MHz using Q6560B. stations in the Launceston area transmitting on the odd minute, southern stations on the even minute. SOTA WWFF Group, meeting Mondays and Fridays, 10:30 to 12 midday at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. NTARC Fridays, coffee morning at the NTARC club rooms from 10 a.m. to noon. NTARC Wednesday, the 27th of September, test net and technet, test net CW course on 3.5 MHz from 7 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. and a technet on 3.567 MHz from 7:30 p.m. till about 8:30 p.m. NTARC Wednesday, the 4th of October, club technical night from 6:30 to 10 p.m. in the club rooms at Archer Street, Rochalie. Northwest VK7 Wednesday from 8 p.m. local, Northwest Tassie Amateur Repeater Group net on VK7RMD. Northwest VK7 Thursday commencing at 8:30 p.m. local, Northwest Tassie 2 meter DX net 144.190 upper sideband. Northwest SSTV nights, 25th of September, hosted by Eric VK7EV from 7:30 p.m. using VK7RMD 70 centimeter repeater on Mount Duncan on the fourth Monday in the month. Events Reist, October the 4th, microwave weather satellite reception with Mike VK7DMH in the Queen's Domain Club rooms from 7:30 p.m. MWTARC, October the 7th, Club General Meeting at the Scout Hall, 73 Alexandra Road, Ulverston, from 1:30 p.m. NTARC, October the 11th, General Meeting in NTARC Club Rooms, Rochalie Scout Hall, Archer Street, Rochalie, from 7:30 p.m. JOTA, October 20 to 22nd, statewide event. And ALARA, November the 3rd to the 6th, ALARA Meet 2023, in Hobart, Tasmania. And now a reminder to those people rostered for next week's broadcast. Newsreader will be VK7PD. Repeaters, Reist, NTARC and in the Northwest thanks to NWTARC, West Coast Radio Group, Cradle Coast Radio Amateur Radio Club, VK7AX and VK7DC. 160 metres, VK7GS. 80 metres VK7TPE, 40 metres VK7ALH, 20 metres VK7JGD, 10 metres VK7DG, UHFCB 24, VK7FMAC, and DMR, Talk Group 5 and D-Star, Reflector 91C, VK7ZCR. You can hear this broadcast again on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in Northern VK7 and VK7RHT in the South. A huge thank you to all people and organisations that assisted with this broadcast. And that concludes our VK7 amateur radio broadcast for this week. You have been listening to or have just missed VK7WI. Next week, the national WIA news can be heard at 0900, followed by the VK7 amateur radio news around 0930 hours. Items for the broadcast can be emailed to vk7arnews@gmail.com. Further information about the broadcast can be found at the VK7 amateur radio news group.io group. The deadline for items is 2100 on Friday prior to the Sunday of the broadcast. Callbacks will be taken on the frequency to which you are listening. Relay stations will use their own call signs during the callback. On behalf of the VK7 Amateur Radio News Team, 73 and stay safe from Idris, VK7ZIR.